Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the video section there on the left. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about focus, how to get focused, how to lead change with focus. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, Rick's book out now in the second edition, Feedback Toolkit, 16 Tools for Better Communication in the Workplace. That's just now out in the second edition, right, Rick?
Yeah, it came out. When did it come out? I think it came out last year. Memory serves.
I know. So in the last segment, I was talking about we were talking about helping how small business owners can lead change and be focused in the process, and we were talking about the problem of starting a project, starting something that we're trying to change, and getting into it. And for whatever reason, not finishing it. Now, you know, maybe we shouldn't have started. We shouldn't have started the change because we found out what we were trying to do, you know, was wrong, and it was too complicated. I don't know. It could be a lot of reasons why things didn't get finished. But how do we use focus to prevent that from happening?
Okay. Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to look at those projects that failed and look at the ones that worked and say why. Mm-hmm. What went on? And to say, and sometimes the project ends, and as you say, it's not a failure. I mean, the marketplace changes right in the middle. I mean, so
we didn't have enough capital, or we didn't have the right people assigned to it, whatever.
Right.
It could have been a lot of things.
Yeah. But if you didn't have enough capital to say, all right, could we have predicted that? Mm-hmm. If we didn't have enough people, could we have predicted that? So if you start to see a pattern, then that really helps you the next time to say, all right, so this project that we're starting next week, we have got to make sure that we've really thought through, do we have the talent to do this? Where are we going to get the money for it? Do we have our customer on our side? I mean, all the kind of things that can throw you off, they don't have to be surprises. Then you have a much better chance of building a strong foundation right from the beginning.
I went to... When I had my consulting company many years ago, I remember one particular time the owner brought me in and wanted me to talk to his people and try to help him lead this change. And he wanted me to go around talking to his managers. And I remember sitting in this one manager's office, and he said, Jim, you know this is not going to work, right? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, you're not the first. This is not the first time we've tried to do stuff like this. He said, nothing ever gets finished.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the owner, and I said, you know, this is the feedback I'm getting. And he said, what should we do? And I said, well, I think you should talk to your people about why things didn't get finished before. Because I don't think you're going to get the next project done unless you resolve in their mind, number one, what happened before, and how are we going to not do that the second time?
Yep.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you completely. It actually reminds me of a story about a warship called the Vasa.
Right.
In Stockholm, story?
I've been on the ship. Stockholm, Sweden, of course.
Well, you know, and the thing is that as they were building it, the king wanted it. It was, you know, they were at war with Spain, and he wanted, and the king, so the king designs this huge high mast thing, which you know, but your listeners might not. And the workers said, "This isn't going to work. It's not going to stand up. It's going to fall. It's going to be pulled over."
Yeah.
But if you told the king the truth, you put your life at risk.
Right. Right.
I don't call it about, you know, not being laid off or fired. I'm talking about your life.
Right.
So nobody told him. And, the, you know, and as you know, it sunk before it got out of the harbor.
It went 200 yards and sunk.
Yeah, and killed 300 people, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, and, I mean, so part of that, I mean, to the point of all this, it's going to be hard for you to hear the truth from people, maybe not because of you, but there's centuries of information out there in the air that says, don't tell the boss the truth.
Right.
And so the kind of thing that you came up with, you know, that person who said, hey, Jim, you know this isn't going to work, you're not the first one, you know, you got to ask yourself, why is that information not getting to me, the
mm-hmm.
boss?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do so that people can come to me and say, hey, boss, this is a problem?
No, that's exactly right. And so maybe before you start another project, you should go back and do a postmortem.
Yep.
And we all have them, folks. You're not going to have to look very far, I promise you. We all have these. Maybe you should go back and pick one and say, okay, this meeting is to talk about why we didn't get the last thing done.
Yep.
Tell me all the reasons. Be painfully honest. Whatever you got to do, tell me why you think the last project that we tried to do, this last change we tried to implement, tell me why you think it did not work, and let's write those things down, because I want to know, because wait, I got some other things we need to do, and we can't do those if we don't find out what happened the last time.
Exactly. And there's one thing I would do to really increase the chances that that meeting will mean something, is invite people who you don't want to be at that meeting. People are like, oh, God, that other people are going, oh, no, you didn't invite him, did you? Because you need some people there who do not understand the phrase career-limiting move. I mean, you know?
Career-defining moment. They don't.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to have people there go.
What's with no filter, right?
That's exactly right. You need them.
Which oftentimes means an outside person, too.
Bring in
a consultant. That's one of the things that I used to do, is what you do right now. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.